Let's pick up Raina in Aurora, Colorado, and she wants to know how her brother can have the best liver health. Let's catch you. Are you there, Raina?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and how old is your brother?
He'll be 50 coming up in January
okay.
of next month.
And how much does he weigh?
I'll say he's about 200.
200, okay.
200 pounds.
All right. Well, the tricky part of having the best health for the liver is going to be the fact that you must first get your first morning urine pH back into the ideal range, 6.470. You get a roll of pH paper, and you check the first morning urine pH. And you're going to take about a half teaspoon of coral, and you will up it every 3 days until you get an ideal pH of range 6.4 to 7.0. Now, the reason this may be a little challenging for your brother is he might have a bad tooth or some other problem, and so we want to be sure that whatever that is taken care of so that we can control this pH. Once you control the pH, my favorite thing for him is something known as reishi. And reishi is a track record 71 to 98% effective, nothing like it on earth, but he has to use a good bit of it. He's probably going to need about 16 reishi caps per meal for about 4 months. And he has to hold that pH, otherwise he's spending his money on buffering the pH with the reishi. What a waste of time.
Yes.
Now, you're in Aurora, Colorado.
Right.
You're probably near the Denver area. There's a number of really well-trained QRA practitioners. They could supervise him to make sure that he does it right. If there is a bad tooth, they can find it. In other words, they can guide him from step one to success. Okay?
Okay. And you speak about a bad tooth, so the pH that could cause
that could mess
trigger.
Up, and he's 50, so he could easily have a bad tooth. You know? Okay, so that's what you need to do there.